PM Sports Page continues. We have a special segment on today's show. We're going to talk some Iowa High School state dance. A couple of Washington co-captains I have joining me right now, senior Sophia Cleese and sophomore Abby Reno. Well, first off, Sophia and Abby, it's great to have you on today.
Great to be here.
Well, we gear up for state dance just a couple weeks away. But before we have a state, this weekend, have a chance to show off the routine to the community. Got a showcase at Washington High School. So, Sophia, we'll start with you. Why don't you just highlight, if people come out this weekend, what they'll be able to see?
All righty. So this weekend, we are performing our two state routines. We have a jazz and then a palm routine that we will be performing. We have a couple other schools that are going to come and showcase what they have to bring to state as well.
Okay, cool. So is this open to the public?
It is open to the public, yes. And it will be live streamed through the school's YouTube channel, I think.
Abby, how about your routines this year? What do you like about the two, and what can people expect to see this Saturday?
So our jazz routine is a little bit more serious, and it's kind of fast and hard-hitting, and it's kind of a different style than I think that we've done in the past. And our palm dance is definitely different from last year. I think it's more advanced than last year, and I think it's quicker, and I think that we have a really good chance if we can perform it to the best of the ability that I know that we can.
Mm-hmm. And it is a good ramp up to state, which is just a couple weeks away. You know, Sophia, you know, you've been around a while, you've been to state. What's that atmosphere like in Des Moines every year?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, you can definitely expect to see tons of faces staring down at you when you're performing on that floor at Wells. This year, we are getting to perform jazz and palm in Wells. And, it's just such like a thrilling experience to get to perform in front of everybody when you hear your music blaring over those loudspeakers. And then as soon as you step foot onto that stage, it's just such a thrilling and exciting experience for everybody.
What's it going to be like for you being this your senior season, your last go around?
It's definitely going to be a hard one. Dance is like such a soft spot in my heart. Knowing that this will be my last time performing, not only with these girls, but in Wells, it's definitely going to be a hard one to get through. I think there might be some tears at the end once I come off that floor for the last time.
Mm-hmm. Abby, what are you looking forward to most at state?
It's just such a different atmosphere than normal dance competitions. I compete in studio dance as well, and I love it, but it's just something about Wells and all of the basketball having seating all around you. It just makes it so surreal. Like, it doesn't feel real when you're there, and it's just like those 2 minutes of your dance just fly by, and it's just so exciting, and it's really a good chance to just perform to your best of your ability and have everybody really see how good your team is.
Mm-hmm. Any expectations set out for the team on a couple weeks at state?
Not really. We're kind of all going in with open mind and open hearts and just hoping that, you know, we can do our best. I think last year was good and everything, but I think, you know, we can come out even stronger and even harder hitting this year for sure.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other competitions or performances that you partake in throughout the fall?
Not necessarily in the fall. We do try out for All Iowa the beginning of school. This has been my third year trying out for the All Iowa Honor Dance Team. I know Abby tried out too, and we had my younger sister who tried out with me, so that was a great experience. And then we also had Haley Mitchell and Anna Collette try out. And so we're still waiting to hear back on results and if All Iowa is going to happen this year with COVID and everything. But that's usually performed in March.
Mm-hmm. You got to perform a couple football games throughout the year, right?
Yeah, that was super fun. I know we didn't get to perform at all of them that we wanted to, just with weather permitting and everything. But performing at football games is always such a fun experience, getting to stand on the field. We really don't get any other chances to stand on the field except for football. It's usually just in the school gym and everything. So it's always fun to perform under the lights.
Abby, a question for you. Kind of a loaded question, but what do you think your favorite part about dance is?
Oh, gosh. So I've been dancing for a really long time, and dance has always been just such a big part of my life since the beginning of it. It's such a way that you can, like, express how you feel through something that's not words, and it just gives you an opportunity to really excel at something that is not just, I don't know, it's not about the score to me. Like, as long as we feel good about how we performed, it's just, if we win or lose, it's just, dance is just so fun in so many ways that the score just doesn't even matter, and that's, win is just not the whole point, which is what I really like about dance. It's just how you get there and everything about how it makes you feel.
Mm-hmm. Sophia, same question for you.
I love dance, like Abby said, just because it's basically a way to express yourself without feeling like you're completely competing for somebody. Like, you're competing for the team in a sense, but you're also doing it to kind of release tension. I'm very stressed out right now with school and everything, and I've got a lot on my plate. So when I can go to dance, whether it's at my studio or whether it's dancing practice, it's just a great way to, like, release tension. And, I mean, the girls are great. I absolutely love every single one of my team members with my entire heart. So getting to just spend time with my team and, you know, mess around with these girls and talk with them and not necessarily gossip, but just, you know, you can tell these girls your secret and you can trust them with your entire life. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely one of my favorite things about dance is getting to be a part of a team.
Every time I talk with seniors, I always ask about future plans. Sophia, do you know what you want to do next year?
Yes, my plans are to attend Iowa State University to major in interior design next year.
Okay, so why did that seem like a good fit for you?
I love decorating, and getting to design a hotel in the inside of private jets had seemed like such a cool idea to me. So that's kind of what, like, my big, big goal would be.
All right, very cool. Last question here. Abby, one final pitch. Talk about the showcase and why people should come out this weekend.
It's a really good opportunity for you to just kind of see how advanced our team really is. And I don't think you hear much about our dance team. And I think this really highlights that, you know, we're here and we're strong and we practice just, you know, really hard. And state's a really big deal for us. And we would love it if, you know, you came and supported us and gave us a chance to perform in front of an audience before our big chance at Wells.
Good stuff. Well, Sophia and Abby, it's great to talk with you today, and best of luck at State.
Thank you.
That's Sophia Cleese and Abby Reno, co-captains for the Washington dance team. Again, this weekend will be a showcase at Washington High. 6:15 is when the doors open to the public. 6:30 will be performance number one. Face masks are required in the gym. And the state competition will be November 17th through the 19th in Des Moines. Let's step aside on today's PM Sports page. We'll come back with more after this on AIM FM KCII.